Those are all just thoughts that you're having that are not serving you currently. The thing is those thoughts are there to keep you safe. And so we say thank you to our brain for trying to keep us safe. But the truth is that if you want to be successful in life and business and anything, you can't always stay within your comfort zone, right? You have to kind of push a little bit further. And those thoughts are going to keep you held back until you can learn how to really clear them out and move them out of your way.
Welcome to the Secrets of Supermom show, where we explore how successful, busy moms battle overwhelm, beat burnout, and stay happy in the process. I'm your host, Lori Oberbreckling, wife, mom of four, corporate executive, photographer, and author of the book Secrets of Supermom, how extraordinary moms succeed at work and home, and how you can too. Hey, hey, friend, welcome to episode number 168 of the Secrets of Supermom show. Today's episode is sponsored by the Supermom Society. The Supermom Society is our private community for busy moms that want to do more and less time. Get strategies, community, clarity, and all the support you need to be a positive, present mom and a productive human in whatever life brings to the table. I can't wait to show you what it's like to have more time, less stress, and a community to hold you up. Head to thesupermomsociety.com for all the details. Jennifer Jacobson joins us today to dig into mindset and self-doubt that really often challenges us as busy, ambitious moms. When we want to do all the things, when we want to start the business or we want to get a new job or start a new job or get a promotion or embark on some sort of new adventure, our mindset can make us or break us. And she shares with us today how tiny shifts to your thoughts and practicing those shifts ultimately changes your thinking permanently and allows you to get past those blocks and self-doubt that might be plaguing you. As a wife and mom of three girls, she's worked many years in the mental health field. She is a psychotherapist and she's a business owner. And so she has a unique perspective on how to ditch overwhelm, which, thank you, let's do that, right? And how to ditch negative self-talk so you can feel clear, so you can feel confident, and so you can feel in control. And I think you're really just going to love the episode today with Jennifer.
Hey, hey, friends, welcome to the show. I'm super excited to have Jennifer with me here today. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here, Lori. Such
Yes.
a pleasure to be on your show and talk to all your amazing super moms.
So fun. So actually, Jennifer and I live in the same city and we do not know each other personally, but have a lot of local connections, which is just super fun to find, you know, when you find out that you have friends and connections and other entrepreneurs that we both know. So I love when we're able to connect people together. And so super excited to have her on today. Would love for you, Jennifer, just to tell us a little bit about you before we dive into our fun topic today.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know how far back you want me to go, but I have been a therapist for about 20 some years. I let my license lapse because I did the stay-at-home mom thing for a while. And I was like, why am I still keeping this license active? I'm not using it. I'm paying money for it. So I let it lapse. And then I discovered life coaching. So that was about 6 years ago. You know, all my littles were in school and I'm like, okay, what do I want to be when I grow up again?
Totally.
And so I really just fell in love with the idea of life coaching. And so I got a certification in that. And really what I loved most about it was just taking people from where they are now to where they really want to be in their life. A lot of the therapy I was doing back a bajillion years ago was, you know, really looking at people's paths and how that contributes to where they are now. But I love the forward focus of coaching. And I loved, I just love that focus and love to help people really like move past, you know, like obviously therapy helps them move from their past to their present, but I loved helping people move from like their present to their future and what was possible for them. Like down the line. So, and then of course the pandemic happened. So a lot of people went online, a lot of people became coaches. And so kind of shifted a little bit into the online business coaching space. And as I was coaching some of my clients in a group program, they said to me, Jennifer, you're like our business therapist. And I was like, oh my gosh, I kind of am like your business therapist. And so I decided to adopt that title and actually got my license back as my LCSW, my clinical social work license back again in April of this year. So now I'm officially a business therapist.
I love it. I love it so much. My favorite thing is really to have therapists who either have turned life coaches or are both, right? Because I think that, so my history, she does not know this. My listeners know that when I very first got out of undergrad, I did a marriage and family therapy program, ended up going into research instead of getting licensed and going into therapy. But my background and all of my education is in therapy. And so I have a massive heart for therapists and for therapy in general. And so I love to hear therapists talk about, counselors talk about coaching, because I think you look at it from a different lens than someone who has just been a coach. Not, and I don't mean just in any sort of ugly way. I just mean that there are very two different sides, and it's really fun to hear that and hear kind of how you have really blended the two because of really, that's what your clients need, right? That's what you found that is important to them, and being able to move those clients to the next phase.
Absolutely. And that's why I love this idea of like a business therapist, because a lot of therapists don't understand what it's like to be an entrepreneur, to be in business. And a lot of coaches, honestly, you know, I love coaches. I love the coaching industry, but like I go deeper. Like I'm not just giving you a cookie cutter strategy. Like I'm like, we need to like dig deep into your thoughts. I'm all about mindset, not just for business, but for life too. Like if we can really, and it kind of goes back, Lori, as you know, cognitive behavioral therapy, mindset are very similar. Like looking at thoughts is so crucial to everything in life, because our thoughts are what dictate our feelings are what dictate our actions, and our actions are what dictate our results. So if we can really adjust our thoughts, like there's so much possible for us in business and in life. But I really just fell in love with the idea of helping women with their mindset in business, because really when we're feeling super confident and, you know, really like owning our authority, being authentic online in our businesses, that's what attracts clients to us. So that's where my passion lies.
And I love that we get to dive in deeper to mindset today, because I know you talk about mindset a lot, right? That mindset really is the shift. And I love how you just described it in saying that mindset is really the thoughts that we're having about, right? The thoughts that are coming to us. And so we have a lot of women that listen that are entrepreneurs or side hustlers, you know, working to become full-time entrepreneurs, thinking about starting businesses, thinking that this might be a switch for them. And a lot of them have all sorts of different struggles, as you probably know, as your clients probably do. But you say a lot of that really does come from mindset. And even if your goal is not a business, maybe you have a different goal right now, but it can often get in our way, right? That way we're thinking about these things can get in our way. So what do you see with your clients? What starts to come up for people?
Oh my gosh. It really runs the gamut, but I see so much just self-doubt and, you know, all the classifications sort of sound like you have some sort of disease, right? We call it imposter syndrome or perfectionism. There's the, oh my gosh, there's so many, like the shiny object syndrome, right? So these are all super common in entrepreneurship and in life, right? Like we feel like, especially as entrepreneurs, I feel like we feel like, who are we to be like, you know, talking about whatever, talking about this business, trying to have this business. Who are we? What do we know? You know, and the other thing that we do a lot is what I call comparisonitis, right? We compare ourselves to other people. And this is definitely a problem in today's day and age with social media. We scroll through, we see all these women with these amazing careers and these, you know, whatever it is, right? And we're like, oh my gosh, I could never do that. I could never accomplish that. And so we're always comparing, and then we feel like a fraud. If we are doing, you know, a business and we're trying to help people, we feel like a fraud because we think, oh, well, I don't have, you know, all the degrees that this other person has, or I don't have the certifications, I don't have the experience. whatever it is. And those are all just your thoughts. This is what I love. Those are all just thoughts that you're having that are not serving you currently. The thing is those thoughts are there to keep you safe. And so we say thank you to our brain for trying to keep us safe. But the truth is that if you want to be successful in life, in business, in anything, you can't always stay within your comfort zone, right? You have to kind of push a little bit further. And those thoughts are going to keep you held back until you can learn how to really clear them out and move them out of your way. So that is what I love to do with my clients, is really just help them identify the thoughts that are getting in their way, help them recognize that they're just thoughts, which is so empowering, especially for women. Like, if we can shift our thoughts, like, the world is, you know, it's our oyster. We have so many things we can accomplish if we can just get over the limiting beliefs, get rid of that inner mean girl that tells us we can't, and really remember that we can, because we absolutely can. And so that's just such an empowering way to look at things. If we can just shift our thoughts so much as possible.
It helps. It feels like, you know, as I listen to you, I feel like you have so much more control, right? Like, absolutely. It feels like some of the thoughts, they feel like facts, right? Like, like I say, you know, well, of course I could never do that because I don't have 20 years of experience, right? Mm-hmm. My brain is saying, this is a fact. You don't have 20 years of experience, so you could never do that. Fact, yeah. Done. And when really you're saying, no, like there is no fact done. It is, that's a thought. You could have, I don't have 20 years of experience yet. I don't need 20 years of experience to do this, right? There's all these other thoughts that I could have, but we come in with this sort of lockdown on the thought and how it's messaging to us as if it's unchangeable, when you're saying, no, it's all changeable.
It's absolutely changeable. And that is where the magic comes in. And the truth is, and I want to, like, everyone that's listening to know, like, this is normal. Like, this means, the only thing this means is that you have a human brain. And our human brain is going to look for what's called confirmation bias. So if you're like saying to yourself, I could never do that because I don't have 20 years experience, that is just your brain giving you evidence that you can't do it. So what you have to do now is look for evidence that you can, because it's just a shift in your thought. And what you'll notice, and this is what is so beautiful about this whole process, is once you start to, like, believe that there's another way of thinking, and there always is, and once you can, like, start to tell yourself a different story, your feelings change. You actually start to feel more powerful. You feel more hopeful. You feel more excited. And when that happens, you can take new and different actions. And that's where the success comes in. So it's, I could talk about this like forever.
Okay. Because it feels sort of like magic, right? It feels sort of magical that, hold on. So I could just make a change right now in my own brain, right? I could have a different thought, then feel differently, then take a different action and actually get the things that I want, hit the goals that I'm going for. Whether that is, you know, starting a business, growing a business, having a massive business, or doing some other goal, right? Doing something else that you've, you know, some sort of passion project or something fun that you just have, or a health goal, whatever it is. So many things that we say, oh, I could never do that. I'd never have that. I could never be that. I'm not enough for that. I don't deserve that. Right? Yeah. Even those things. Oh, it does. It just feels magical. But you're saying, no, we can do this. So I want to ask about patterns. Because I know that you talked about perfectionism and imposter syndrome. And maybe those are some of the patterns that we're talking about here. But I wanted to ask you about patterns that seem to come up for, I know you work with a lot of women. So for women a lot, those types of patterns that kind of spin back for us. Does that make sense? Does that question make sense?
Yeah, I think so. I think what you're saying is we get into like almost a thought habit. Like we start to tell ourselves the same thoughts over and over again. And I find that, absolutely. That's what happens. Like we're actually given, I can't remember what the last research says, but we have like about 60,000 thoughts a day. So wild. And most of them are negative, and most of them are actually the same thought over and over again. So what's crazy is that once we can identify like that common thought, that habitual thought that keeps happening, that's, I mean, talk about magic. That's when the true magic can happen, because you don't really realize how much these thoughts are actually controlling your life. Some of them are almost happening on a subconscious level. And so when we can figure out like, what are those habitual thoughts? And some of them are based in childhood, even. Some of them come from early traumas, or, you know, things that we've just been repeating. And again, like I said a few minutes ago, like the confirmation bias is going to convince us that that thought is absolutely true. And so we're going to keep thinking it until we can do something and have a different, like, really it's recognizing the thought. And then if we can change something, if we can just make it a little bit different, and it doesn't have to be huge, it can just be a slight adjustment. And then we practice that over and over again, because really, like, shifting our thoughts doesn't happen overnight. It's not that simple. If it was, all of us would just do it and we'd all be really happy and positive all the time, right? But we have to practice it, because the thoughts have been there for a long time. They have become very habitual. But if you can identify those main thoughts, those like primary limiting beliefs, those, you know, what that inner, like I said, that like inner mean girl, what is she saying to you over and over again? And once you can just kind of shift it a little bit, your brain will actually start to rewire itself. And instead of you automatically going to that thought, you'll start to slowly but surely start going to a different thought. And once that happens, again, like, then your brain starts to notice the more negative, or it stops noticing the negative, and it starts noticing more positive ways of thinking about things. So that's when the big shifts can happen.
Yeah. I think of that from in terms of gratitude. You know, when I started back years ago, started a gratitude practice and was doing it consistently, right? Not just occasionally being like, oh yeah, I'm grateful for my family. No. When I was getting very specific and doing it on purpose and every single day, I started finding things all the time. I could create these big lists of things that I was grateful for in that last day, in that last 24 hours, because I had practiced for so long having my mind look for those things. So it sounds like really very similar, that you automatically go to that, right? I was automatically looking for things to be grateful for, not having to force myself to find them. I was just finding them. Yeah. When you say practice, I want to understand how can we do that? So now, and I want to be clear, sometimes it's hard to find these mindset, right? This is where coaching can come in beautifully, because sometimes it's really hard to know where your mindset is getting in your way. Sometimes those subconscious things, you really need to have someone else's eyes on your life and on your thoughts to be able to start to find those. But let's say we do know, right? Like, so a listener right now knows there is a thought, they're having it, it's getting in their way. They can identify it. Mm-hmm. When you say practice, what do you mean? What could they actually be doing?
So I would say, for every time they notice that thought coming in, right, they're going to say, okay, I see you. I see this thought, and I'm hearing this story, and I recognize that this thought is not serving me. It was serving me before. It was keeping me safe, and I don't need that thought anymore. And I actually, so the practice comes in when you notice it. And you notice it for what it is. You notice it as just a thought, and don't be hard on yourself. Like, this is the other thing. Like, don't think, oh my God, there I am thinking that terrible thought again. I'm just such a, you know, don't get down on yourself. Just be curious. Be curious. Okay. I'm noticing this thought. Is it possible that that thought's not true? And then you can start to remove that thought by replacing it with a different thought. And again, it could just be the smallest little shift. Like, I'll give you an example. This is a great one for moms. Oh, how often? Oh, I have to pick my kids up from soccer practice, right? I have to. Now shift the have to. I get to pick up my kids from soccer practice. Do you see how different that feels? So every time when you notice yourself thinking a thought that doesn't feel so great. And if you know that your thought is, for example, like we were saying earlier, I could never do that. I don't have enough experience. I could never do that. if you take that thought and you notice it, you say, okay, is that true that I can never do that? Maybe something else is possible. Maybe it's not true. And maybe I can do that thing. But you have to kind of go slowly. You can't go from like, I could never do that to, oh my gosh, I could do that and I could be better than everyone on the planet, yeah. Right? Like,
I'm going to be the best.
Right? If you try to make that big of a jump, your brain's going to be like, I can't believe that. Mm. You have to choose a thought to practice that you can believe. So if the thought is, I could never do that, maybe try on, right? And we got to try these thoughts on, like we're trying on a new outfit, try it on, see how it feels. So try on a new thought. Instead of, I could never do that, what about, yeah, it's possible I could do that. Mm. Absolutely possible I could do that. And then every time that thought comes in, you say, no, it's not that I could never do that. It's possible I could do that. And practice that. And now your feeling shifts. And guess what happens when your feeling shifts? You start to do different things. You start to take different actions, which reinforces now that new thought that you're practicing, okay. Right? And so it becomes this amazing like cycle where now you're thinking something new, you can take different actions, and now you start to believe that thought more and more. And then you can even move it on to the next thought on that thought ladder. So you went from, I could never do that, to it's possible I could do that. The next rung up on that thought ladder might be like, actually, I think I could do this. I could do this, right? Not like I'm going to be the best in the world yet. You can get there, but keep practicing. So every time the negative thought comes in, just think the new thought. Just tell yourself, no, I'm not going to believe that. And tell yourself the new thought and repeat it. And it's like a muscle. It's just like going to the gym. You don't go and do one set of crunches and get a six pack. It doesn't work that way. You got to keep practicing, keep doing the thought work every single day. And your brain actually does rewire itself.
So it really is about being intentional, about being cognizant, about paying attention to those thoughts consistently. And even as you were talking, I was thinking, as you were saying, it's possible that I could do this. I was thinking how my brain at the beginning, when you said I could never do this, I could feel that my brain would be searching for examples where I could never, right? Examples of people with way more experience than me, way more money than me, way more everything. And then when you said it was possible, I could feel even me thinking, oh, I would start looking for people that someone with less experience than me is doing this. Someone who's younger than me is doing this. Someone who has been in the industry for less time than me is doing this, right? I could start to find those examples of people that have even with less than I do that have done it well. And so thinking truly that it's possible. So I think that's an example of what you're saying, right? Is that by practicing, you start to find the confirmation bias of the truth that you're changing instead of the truth that you're trying to get out of.
Exactly.
I love
it. You got it.
I love it. I love it so much. I love these things. And this is so fun for me to talk about. I do, Jennifer, want to ask you a couple of questions. We love to ask all of our guests.
Sure. Of course.
First, we love to always ask, when do you feel most like a supermom?
Oh my gosh. I love this question so much because for so many years, I did not feel like a supermom. I don't think I was cut out for like when the kids are super little, right? I doubted myself. I was so I was so overwhelmed. I was so stressed out. And now I have three teenage girls and just sitting down, honestly, I mean, it's nothing big. It's not like some like fireworks moment. It's like just sitting down and like having a conversation with my girls and like listening to them talk, listening to just how they see life and the world, it just filled me up with so much joy. Like just, you know, knowing like, yeah, these little like humans are like turning into little adults and they're so amazing. So I feel like a super mom in those moments.
I love super mom moments. And I love that when you're like an awesome human, right? Like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's so fun to be like, I created this really cool thing. So fun.
Well, I suppose my husband had a piece of that.
I guess they had a partner. Yes. So we also love to ask, what is one small step busy moms can do today to get started? We love to be able to have some quick action that women can take if they're really feeling today's episode and they can just get going.
Okay. Well, this is not going to be an action tip as much as it's going to be an inaction tip.
Ooh, okay. Like it.
So as a busy mom, we never take time to just, you know, be quiet and, you know, give ourselves just a couple minutes, just 2 to 5 minutes of quiet time. So my advice would be just take a few moments to get quiet and tune into your thoughts and really just pay attention to what your thoughts are saying to you. What are the stories that are coming up for you? And then ask yourself, do I like these thoughts? Are these thoughts serving me? And maybe there's some different thoughts that might serve me a little bit better. So yeah, just, I would say, get some moments of quiet, even if it's just, you know, you got to take a shower and just, you know, get away from the kids for a few minutes, or just, you know, take that little time out and go and just, yeah, just be quiet and tune in. Don't just go on your phone and start scrolling. Like, that's what we all do when we just have a minute, but take a moment and just let yourself like be quiet and listen to what's going on in your head and kind of tune in for a second instead of tuning out.
And I don't know about y'all, but I am feeling the need for that. You know, we have you know, the seasons are always so wild, and I am feeling the need for a little bit of a stop and say, what are my thoughts really telling me? So I'm going to take this advice. I hope that everybody else does today. Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer, tell us where we can find you online. If people are interested in working with you, how do they find you?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I would love to chat with anyone who just wants to have a conversation about mindset or whatever. I love, this is my passion. This is my mission in life. So you can find me on Instagram at @JJacobsonLifeCoach, and it's Jacobson with a K. I also have a podcast myself for female entrepreneurs, and that podcast is called Clarity to Cash. And yeah, I'm just, yeah, just come over, check me out on Instagram. In my link in bio, I've got a super fun quiz you can take. I've got a Facebook group for female entrepreneurs. I've got all the things. So come check it out. Lots of freebies there. And if you want to work with me, we can always set up a free call and I can tell you more about how that looks.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh my gosh. It's been my pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the Secrets of Supermom show. It doesn't have to end here. Head over to secretsofsupermom.com and take the quiz to find out your personalized supermom superpower. Or if you want to hang out in the next best thing to real life, join me at Secrets of Supermom on Facebook or Instagram. Big hug, y'all.